Welcome to the God's Word portion of the worship from Daleville Christian Church. You've just heard a hymn familiar to many and kind of a traditional leave-taking hymn. I worshiped in a church once where that was sung as a final blessing in the worship, God be with you till we meet again. The congregation here at Daleville Christian Church would want me to affirm for you that we believe that these words in the Bible come from God, that God who created everything cares about us, and God who cares about us is trying to communicate with us, and God uses his word first. In God's word, we read about Jesus, and Jesus taught about God, even saying, if you have seen me, you have seen the Heavenly Father. And we believe that even though parts of the Bible, the words in the Bible are thousands of years old, they still can speak to us in the 21st century. It does take some effort on our part, but God wants to speak to us in our situation. And that is my task, is to help you see God's care for you in your situation by looking to God's word and talking about its meaning for us today in the 21st century. We always have an affirmation of our faith, and that also from God's word. Today is from 2 Corinthians, a letter of the apostle called 2 Corinthians in the 5th chapter. Excuse me. And God has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him, that is, in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, we might become the righteousness of God. The reading of God's word for today is from the letter entitled Titus, the first chapter, just two verses, but another picture with direction about leave-taking in the church. To Titus, my true son in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. The reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. If I put titles on my sermons, and I have to because it's required when I post them online, I would entitle this, When the Pastor Leaves or When the Pastor Retires. Today I'm preaching to myself. Before today, I've often preached to myself, but I didn't think that you needed to know that. Today, I think you do need to know that I'm preaching to myself about some thoughts about retirement, my retirement. So since I'm talking about me and talking to me, the message is kind of a pastor appreciation sermon. But I believe inviting you to overhear what I say to myself, there will be benefit for you. Let me read to you the advice I received years ago about clergy moving on and clergy retirement. This advice is still considered both professional and appropriate recommendations for clergy behavior. Clergy retirement typically means a complete break from the pastor's final congregational position. Good boundaries between former congregation and former pastor suggest that a retired pastor find a new place to worship. This is necessary for the new incoming pastor to clearly become the pastor and leadership model in the former pastor's congregation. Respect and courtesy, professional courtesy, requires a break away from the congregation, accepting neither requests to do weddings, funerals, or memorial services. The only exceptions are if the new pastor requests a retired pastor's participation in those services. These are the rules of clergy ethics. There can be exceptions. However, in the materials that the elders have consulted on clergy retirement, the bad examples of retirement of the pastor from his last congregation usually involve some confusion as to whether the retired pastor is really retired or not. I certainly hope to avoid those bad examples. I want to be supportive of the next lead pastor of Daleville Christian Church. Unlike some pastors' retirements, I do not anticipate preaching anymore, anywhere, at any time. Why? Jesus and I have an understanding. I blurted out age 70 as my target retirement, and Jesus apparently agreed. Besides, I doubted my ability for a few years now, my ability to speak to young people concerning matters of faith. I have a book that makes the point very clear. There is a generation gap in the American churches. I accept that. You and I have seen signs of that generation gap in worship music, in worship spaces, many new large congregations meeting in basically a multi-purpose facility. A church in the county seat next to us meets in a former movie theater. Another large church in the next county seat meets in a large theater. This facility is a challenge to younger people. Daleville Christian Church's facility is a challenge to younger people. We asked a young person recently, does the entryway to the church look old-fashioned? The young person was very clear. No, the entry does not look old-fashioned. It just looks old. And that was after we redid the entrance and restrooms a year and a half ago. Another problem with my age, when I was a teenager, I would never have sung the old gospel song, "Give me that old time religion, it's good enough for me." Now these days, 60 years later, I would sing that old gospel song, and I would sing that song with as much gusto as this old body can bring out. Give me that old-time religion. But I know that teens and young people don't want to sing that song anymore, and they don't want to sing it any more than I wanted to sing it when I was their age. There's another clue to me being an old man. You know, only old people say, "When I was your age," and I've said it several times. So when I retire, the preaching is done also. That is my hope. That is my prayer. It's time for a new crop of preachers to help a new crop of Americans hear the gospel message of hope, which admittedly and hopefully is an old message, but it's communicated in a way that a younger demographic can hear it and appreciate it, just as Jesus and Paul could speak to their audiences in ways their people could hear it. The Pharisees heard the message also, but many of them, not all. But many of them didn't agree with the message they heard. So when I'm done preaching here, I want to be done preaching, period. Deb and I may or may not live here. Housing prices and housing costs around the country will probably have us continue to live here. And if we do live here, we're not sure we will live here all the year round. Some of you know all about that. And even if we are here, we will not worship here at Daleville Christian Church. Your new leadership needs to be free of me. I did my job. Now it's time for someone else to do their job. And they don't need me sitting around watching them do their job as they and Jesus see fit. Now, having described some of my thoughts about retirement and my office as pastor, I need to talk about you all and me as a man who has been your pastor for lo these many years. And although I've mentioned more than once that the word retirement is not in the Bible does show us several leave-takings by the leader. This leave-taking is mentioned by the apostle in his letter to Titus. That will be my focus, but we don't want to forget the best-known leave-taking in the Bible. The best-known leave-taking is Jesus' ascension into heaven as Jesus leaves the earth and Jesus leaves his disciples. Jesus' ascension has always gotten some attention in the church because Jesus left the disciples in such a dramatic way. Acts chapter 1. After Jesus said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. And as we have discussed, Jesus did not leave the disciples right away after Jesus' resurrection. The book of Acts reminds us, also chapter 1, after Jesus' suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. Jesus appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. So there was some preparation for Jesus' leave-taking. And Jesus had offered some explanation for his leave-taking. We find that in John chapter 16. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, just as Jesus' words, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. The Greek word translated expedient can also be translated profitable. It literally means bring with. Jesus is saying that my leaving you brings something to you. Other versions and translations put this verse this way. It's to your advantage that I go away. It's for your benefit that I go away. It is good for you that I go away. Now, we can say that we cannot know how convinced the disciples were of Jesus' claim that there was a benefit for them to have Jesus leave them. Why? Because they were human, we are human, and some changes we just don't like. But that's because our vision is too limited and our imagination's too small. Depression and hopelessness are often truly vision problems. People can't see a better tomorrow. But that's why faith in God and Christ is so important. Jesus can see a better tomorrow. Jesus came to give everyone a better tomorrow. Revelation 21, the risen Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new." I've often advised people, God wants to bring you something, but if your hands are full, you can't receive it. You'll have to let go of something so you can receive what God wants to give you. Often our hands are full of things that are not important, but you understand the meaning of the word bring with as Jesus said and used it here in John's gospel. Jesus can't bring Daleville Christian Church a new lead pastor until the old lead pastor is leaving. And my leave-taking is on the calendar. And I've made it clear that if the right person would show up tomorrow, I'm not hanging on. There would be a period of mentoring, and then I'll be gone. The old will be gone. The new will have come. I suppose in the age of the computer, we can say about me is that what you have now and what you're using with me is old software. I am old computer software. God is bringing you an updated version which will be better. How many times have I doubted that a new software for my computer will be better for me? I'm what the tech people call a slow adapter. I don't warm up to new things quickly, but there are people who do warm up to new things quickly. Some of us know people who have the latest gadgets. And I'm always surprised. I didn't know those things were even available, let alone use one. I have a son-in-law who's very gadget aware. He has them, and he uses them to his advantage. So I, in my retirement, can say to myself and to you what the software companies tell me about the software I'm using now. It's to your advantage that the old software goes away. It's for your benefit that it goes away. It's good for you that it goes away. It's good for you that I'm retiring. God taught me clearly this year. What, we had 5 funerals in about 2.5 months? I almost didn't make it. If I'd been even 10 years younger, it would have been hard, but I would have gotten through with that regular day off a week. Last spring, a day off was not enough. My wife and I had to take a trip to our daughter and son-in-law. We wound up taking 2 trips before the summer was over. I just can't do a younger man's job anymore. But remember Jesus' words in John chapter 16. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Now, you and I know that I am not Jesus. The Holy Spirit is already here with you. But Jesus' point is still well taken. The new cannot come if the old is still hanging around. So let's look at one of the apostles' leave-taking mentioned in the letter to Titus. The apostle states it clearly in just a few words. The reason I left you in Crete was that you might put in order what was left unfinished. For whatever reason or reasons, the apostle was not going to stay on the island of Crete. The apostle had to be elsewhere. Somewhere else our Lord wanted the apostle to be. And the apostle left Titus there on Crete to do the things that were left unfinished. Friends, there are things in this town and in this area that are left unfinished. The mission here at Daleville Christian Church remains. And as I've mentioned, I believe I've done my part. This congregation begun before the American Civil War served throughout the 20th century, and I have done my part to bring this mission at Daleville Christian Church out of the 20th century and into the 21st century. We have Wi-Fi all over this building, just like your doctor's office, your waiting rooms, even your coffee shops, many restaurants. Wi-Fi became commercially available in 1999, and in 2006, you, Daleville Christian Church, were wireless. You had Wi-Fi. We have a website and Facebook page that people seek from all over the world, and they are not all looking for daycare services. We receive gifts through the internet. Who knows, maybe your next lead pastor will make sure the church has a card reader, and there won't be anything in the offering plates, because it will all be wire transfer or wireless transfer of gifts to the church. If that will be the case, then 2006 and Wi-Fi in these buildings was just a step in the direction that the rest of society is taking. So in what way is this sermon today for me? Well, I realize that the toughest part of retirement is for me as pastor, and here it is. 4 years. 4 decades. My love, my care, and my concern for Daleville Christian Church, and that's you, my love and concern has been demonstrated by showing up and being there for you. I remember one late summer day, my family and I were returning from the state fair. This is before cell phones. But we had a message on our landline that a woman's husband was in the hospital in the next city. He had a chronic lung condition. He was on oxygen all the time. I left my house in the dark. It was summer. Headed to the hospital. I don't know that I remember how he was doing, but I know that his wife was very grateful that I came to the hospital. I was there for her. Why? Because if Jesus were still on earth, Jesus would have been there for her. Jesus was already there for both of them at the hospital. And I was at the hospital as just the earthly physical reminder of that truth. So my problem in retirement, having been there for you, showing up week after week in the worship, in meetings, in festivals, dinners, at the hospital, in the waiting rooms, having loved and cared for you as Jesus wanted me to demonstrate, I now have to love and care for you by backing slowly away from you. My problem in retirement, having been there for you, showing up week after week in the worship, in meetings, in festivals, dinners, at the hospital, in the waiting rooms, having loved and cared for you as Jesus wanted me to demonstrate, I now have to love and care for you by backing slowly away from you. I've never done that before. Backing slowly away from people is never included in very many definitions of love or positive relationships. And yet, that is my God-given assignment in retirement. Unless I leave, as the apostle stated, the work that is left undone for Daleville Christian Church will remain undone until the new lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. Having loved and cared for you as Jesus wanted me to demonstrate, I now have to love and care for you by backing slowly away from you. I've never done that before. So I can confess to you that I have no idea what I'm doing. However, I trust my sources. I trust the Bible, I trust the words of the apostle, and I trust the words of Jesus. It is for your benefit that I back away. I've heard horror stories. Horror is probably too strong a word. They certainly are sad stories where the retired pastor remained at the church he served. The pastor had trouble letting go. The pastor had trouble taking his new station. In one situation, the pastor stayed on as a member of the church council, and the new pastor was in his 10th year as lead pastor when things went bad. Things went real bad. Sure, there are stories of pastors who stayed and things went well, but I don't know how long those pastors had served their congregations before they retired. If any church would hire an older pastor, you can guess that retirement's on the horizon sometime. It isn't as big an adjustment. But the sad stories I heard were of pastors of very long tenure and then remained in their congregations, and it did not go well. It did not end well. So I say again, it is to your benefit that I retire. It is to your benefit that I retire as I plan to retire, away from and outside Daleville Christian Church. Having loved and cared for you as Jesus wanted me to demonstrate, I now have to love and care for you by backing slowly away from you. I've never done that before, but I'm convinced of the wisdom and the truth of God's word. We had a choir anthem we used to share with you. It's restating of what Jesus said, and I would repeat these words to you. I am going away. If you love me, then hear what I say. Everyone is your brother. Love and feed one another. Feed my sheep. Amen.